more time. Let's sing. We sing praises.
Praises to you.
Amen. We lift you up, Father.
Lord, praises.
We exalt your name. We glorify you. You are all our desire, our hope.
Amen. You are our Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name.
Yes, we do. We lift you up, Father.
Yes, Father, we do.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. For your name is great.
Como te amamos, Padre.
We adore you, Father.
Te adoramos, Padre.
We lift you up.
Te levantamos.
We magnify your holy name.
Magnificamos tu nombre santo.
Be glorified through us.
Sé glorificado a través de nosotros. En nosotros también.
You are our only hope.
Tú eres nuestra única esperanza.
You are our only desire.
Nuestro único deseo.
Oh God, we exalt you this morning.
Te exaltamos en esta mañana.
And we just pray, be exalted in every
life. Oramos que seas exaltado en cada corazón,
every life,
cada vida.
May we love you like we've never before.
Que te amamos como nunca antes.
May we fall in love with you.
Que nos enamoremos de ti.
Love affair.
Porque es un verdadero
a bride
asunto de amor.
To her bridegroom.
Una novia al novio.
A bridegroom to his bride.
Un novio a su novia.
It's just such a desire.
Tal deseo.
I just want to be with you.
Quiero estar contigo tan solo.
I want to be with you only.
Estar contigo solamente.
I want to hear your voice.
Quiero escuchar tu voz.
What you say is precious to my heart.
Lo que tú dices es hermoso para mi corazón.
What you do for you, for me is precious to my soul.
Lo que tú haces para mí es hermoso para mi alma.
Oh God.
Oh Dios.
Let all things be done through this love.
Que todas estas cosas sean hechas a través de este amor.
Let revelation find its true place.
Deja que revelación encuentre su lugar verdadero.
It is love.
Es amor.
It is out of love as a source.
Es por amor, el recurso, la fuente.
Your love speaking into our hearts.
Es tu amor hablando a nuestros corazones.
How can we thank you enough, Father?
¿Cómo te podemos agradecer lo suficiente,
so
Padre?
Now we ask, Lord, this morning,
ahora pedimos en esta mañana
us, please,
que seas con nosotros, por favor.
To meet with you under the blood of
venimos
your
a encontrarnos
son,
contigo bajo la sangre
Jesus,
de tu Hijo, nuestro Señor Jesús. Tenemos confianza.
Here,
estamos aquí.
Us,
que tú estás aquí con nosotros,
midst,
aquí en nuestros medios.
Here to speak.
Aquí para hablar.
Here to minister.
Y ministrar.
Here to heal.
Here aquí
to help.
Para ayudar.
Thank
y para
Lord.
Sanar. Gracias, Padre.
Commit our service now into your
ponemos
hands.
El servicio ahora en tus manos.
Precious name of the
en
Lord
el precioso
Jesus
nombre
Jesus.
De nuestro
Amen.
Señor Jesucristo.
Thank you. You
gracias. Se pueden sentar.
God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
It's on. It didn't. Is it okay now? God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
Yeah, Beauty, nice to see you.
Beauty, Sophie. bueno mirarte. Aubrey.
Aubrey, okay. And we've got another sister, God bless you.
Otra hermana, Dios te bendiga, bueno mirarte.
Everybody.
Todos.
Okay.
Está bien.
We're sort of getting back.
Como que estamos yendo de regreso.
You know, weeks just passed, don't they?
Las semanas pasan, ¿no es así?
Yeah, I think the last sermon was 3 weeks ago, and then
creo que el último sermón fue como 3 años atrás y 3 semanas atrás y
so,
luego la nieve y todo.
I'm trying to help.
Estoy tratando de ayudar
the younger ones.
A los jóvenes.
So younger ones.
Jóvenes.
Slink down in your chair and hide. Isabel,
estás
durmiendo
en tu silla y te estás durmiendo ahí atrás. Te voy a encontrar, Isabel.
Yeah.
Sí.
So
entonces,
taking some simple things.
Tomando unas cosas simples.
And we live in a world and
vivimos
the world
en un mundo
so many voices.
Y en este mundo
right?
Hay tantas voces,
Brother
¿correcto?
Brother Branham preaches that sermon, the voices of God in this day, you know.
Brother Branham predica estas voces En este mundo, voces por todos lados.
And then I heard it said recently in a sermon.
Y escuché recientemente decir él en un sermón, hablándole a la gente joven,
whenever you go out to do something,
cuando te estás alistando para salir a hacer algo,
I'm going to do this for the Lord, okay? I'm going to do this for the Lord.
Voy a hacer esto por el Señor.
Okay. I'm going to read my Bible every day.
Voy a leer mi Biblia todos los días.
Listen to a message of the prophet.
Escuchar el mensaje del profeta cada semana.
He says you go out to do something, you'll find that there's two voices always.
Y tú vas para salir a hacer algo y tú encuentras dos voces todo el tiempo.
And there's always going to be.
Y todo el tiempo va a haber o ser
a voice leading you and a voice.
Una voz llevándolo a usted.
Challenging you.
Y otra voz retándolo a usted.
We'll just see. We'll, you know,
ya veremos.
So there's these things that
ahí están estas cosas que
planting the word inside
plantando
of our heart.
La palabra dentro de nuestros corazones.
Okay.
Decimos, está bien.
Hear a voice,
escuchamos la voz,
but the word says this.
Pero la palabra dice esto.
So, get thee behind me, Satan, right? There's always that voice, isn't there?
Fuera de mí, Satanás.
So recently, I think the last time,
creo que
my
la última vez, mi propósito era tratar de ayudar a los jóvenes.
Looking at the word redemption.
Miren a la palabra redención.
And in redemption we saw.
Y en redención miramos.
Most people see redemption and limit it to Calvary.
Mucha gente mira redención y la limitan hacia el Calvario.
And that's certainly true.
Y eso es ciertamente verdad.
That's just part of it.
Pero es tan solo parte de ello.
Okay, and
¿está bien?
Do you remember what scripture we went to?
¿Recuerda usted a qué escritura fuimos?
Anybody remember?
¿Alguien recuerda?
Ephesians.
Efesios.
What chapter?
¿Qué capítulo?
One.
Uno.
Okay. And if you even go verses
y si ustedes ahí
10,
pasan a través de los versículos de 10 al 10, y empieza del versículo 6 al 10.
It brings you up to date.
Lo trae al presente día hoy.
It brings you to this day.
A este
it
día.
Brings you
lo trae a usted a,
to the ministry,
al ministerio.
Had to answer the
donde Dios tuvo que contestar las escrituras
para
traer el espíritu de Elías a la escena.
So it's all in the word.
So está todo en la palabra.
So we, in whom we have redemption through his blood,
en quien tenemos redención a través de su sangre.
Forgiveness of sins, right?
El perdón de pecados, ¿correcto?
Does it stop there?
¿Para eso ahí?
Wherein, it says, I think
donde dice, creo que la siguiente, estamos dando, por causa de eso, porque Él murió por nosotros, Él ha abundado y nos ha dado todo en todo conocimiento y sabiduría, y son prudencias, prudentes, su entendimiento. ¿Qué quiere Él que empecemos a entender? Un misterio.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, eso es what interesante. ¿Cuál es el misterio?
The mystery of his will.
El misterio de su voluntad. Oh,
what's
eso es interesante.
Will?
¿Cuál es su voluntad?
What he's going to do.
¿Qué es lo que
what
va a hacer?
Doing.
¿Qué está haciendo?
So you see
so
that redemption unfolds and unfolds
se
and it keeps going on.
Y continúa,
it doesn't limit itself
y no se limita ella misma
to one act on the cross 2,000 years ago.
En la cruz hace 2,000 años.
But that redemption taking us back
llevándonos de regreso,
all the way
todo el camino,
to becoming sons again.
Para llegar a ser hijos una
so
vez más.
We read
hijos e hijas,
in Ephesians 1, 9 and 10.
Uno, nueve y diez,
okay, bringing everything back to its original condition in Christ.
Todo de regreso a su condición
there
original
we are.
En Cristo. Oh,
and that's
estamos.
All redemption. So,
yes. Ahí todo redención.
If you take that part out,
corazón fuera,
what are you doing to the Bible?
¿Qué le está haciendo? Si usted
let me ask
parte,
you another question.
Fuera,
if I take that part out,
si quito esa parte, fuera,
what am I doing to my Lord?
¿Qué le estoy haciendo yo a mi Señor si yo quito eso?
I'm saying I can only believe you for this amount
usted,
and I have to limit you to that.
Por esta parte
you
nada
see
más,
what a disservice?
Usted?
You're doing to the one you serve, the one you live for, the one you surrendered your life to. Okay. So we don't want to limit our Lord.
No
queremos if I limit him,
si lo limitamos,
I am almost disgracing what he died for.
So,
the purpose of everything in the scripture, I want everything he has for me, right? I want everything that he does for me. So that's why it's important to take these words. And when we sing, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, I am redeemed. Okay, but it goes so far beyond that.
Pero va mucho más allá que eso.
Okay, so let's add more verses.
Vas a añadir más versículos.
He's taken me back
Él me lleva de regreso
to where I was in the mind of God as a son of God.
Como hijo de Dios.
I am his seed.
Yo soy su semilla.
He's making me,
Él me está haciendo
to manifest
para manifestar
all that he is.
Right?
Okay, so it goes on and on and on.
And
isn't that, okay, let me ask you a question. Isn't that as much of his love as the first part? Okay, isn't that make his love of what he hung on that cross for and suffered so terribly for? Doesn't that make it all worthwhile?
What?
Yeah, okay, here. Go to Hebrews 12, because that brings this. Just thought of it again. Hebrews 12. This is just the first verse is a mystery, isn't it? Okay. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed. How do you say that word? Compassed? 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 I always say compass. Then I hear other people say compassed. Okay, Derek, what does the word compassed mean?
¿Qué significa esa palabra?
I'm compassed about. I'm surrounded. What am I surrounded with? Verse 1, 12. Once, dos.
Por tanto, thank you. Nosotros también teniendo alrededor nuestra tan grande nube de testigos.
Okay. What are we surrounded by?
Porque estamos rodeados de
a cloud. What in the world is he talking about? Am I surrounded by a cloud?
Estoy rodeado por una nube.
A cloud, what does he mean by that?
¿Qué quiere decir el
cloud of what?
Una nube de qué?
Who are these witnesses?
De testigos.
What am I surrounded by?
¿De qué soy rodeado?
What's going on in other dimensions that we can't see?
En otra dimensión que no podemos ver.
Huh? Answer that. What are we surrounded by in another
rodeados?
Dimension, a cloud of witnesses?
Una
Jason's going to answer that. He's already got the answer.
Él ya tiene la respuesta, Jason. Los santos de todos
what are they? They're anticipating to see something in us.
De mirar algo en nosotros.
They're all watching.
Todos están mirando.
Derek, raise your...
A todo lugar que miramos. Tenemos ejemplo delante de nosotros.
There you go, because...
Porque...
Yeah.
Sí.
Well, you go... the end of verse... Chapter 11, okay? The end of 11, verse 40. Okay. So there's part of our answer.
Es parte de nuestra respuesta.
And PJ is going to read that verse for us.
Y PJ va a leer ese versículo para nosotros. God having proveyendo Dios alguna cosa mejor para nosotros, para que no fuesen ellos perfeccionados, aparte de nosotros.
Okay, what does the word perfect mean now?
¿Qué significa la palabra perfecta?
Finished, completed.
Completo, acabado.
Okay, John. So that tells me something there. God's not finished.
Dios no ha acabado.
And everything that he did through them isn't finished. And he needs to look into us to finish it. There you go. There's the redemption, right? That's what we were talking about in Ephesians 1, okay, 6 through 10. I got to finish what I started. Right? And they're all looking to us and say, come on, you guys.
Adelante, sigan adelante ustedes.
Don't get distracted.
No se distraigan.
Right?
Correcto.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Now there's a lot of things and there's a lot of things, but don't get distracted for what God wants to do in this age through you to finish what he began on the cross. You with me? Okay. Beattie, is that helping, honey? Okay, so that's why we can't limit him, and most people want to limit him to different things. When we limit him, we limit the one we love the most and want to serve the best. Right, Sam? Okay, we can't do that. So, all right, here we go to 12 again. We're compassed around these witnesses saying, come on, you guys. Keep going.
Sigan.
All right. Let us lay aside every weight. Nobody has weight here on their shoulders. Okay, Nate's going to answer this one for us. Nate, tell me how I get rid of the weight.
Dime cómo deshacerte del peso, Nate.
How do I lay it aside? PJ?
¿Cómo lo pongo a un lado?
Good question, right?
Una pregunta, ¿correcto?
It's my walk every day in the Spirit. That's
mi
the only possible.
Todo el día en el Espíritu.
Do you feel weight?
¿Sientes de peso?
Don't we all?
No todos sentimos peso.
Isn't it getting heavier?
¿No se está poniendo más pesado?
Isn't there, you know, come on.
Piense.
Ask you an honest question. Isn't the Lord giving us all more to carry all the time?
¿No está el Señor dándonos más para llevar?
And Lenore, isn't it true that he wouldn't give you more to carry?
¿Más para llevar?
If he didn't trust you?
Si él no confía en ti.
That you could?
¿Que tú podrías?
When I was a child, I thought as a child, I acted as a child. And he's saying, you're not children anymore. You couldn't handle this as a child. But you're not children. I'm not giving you a child's weight anymore. I'm giving you more because I know you're getting closer to adoption. And you have to prove to me that you trust me and I can put my trust in you. And then you say, Lord, I don't know if I can handle this. And then you say, I'm sorry, Lord. He who watches over knows exactly. And what kind of a Heavenly Father am I for you? Would I give you more than you can bear?
¿Te voy a dar mucho más de lo que tú puedes aguantar o soportar?
So here we are.
So aquí nos encontramos.
You bow your heads and say no.
Usted inclina su cabeza y dice,
you
no.
Won't. You're my Heavenly Father.
Tú eres mi Padre Celestial.
Divine parent who does everything just right.
Padre divino que hace todo correcto.
I'm going to give you more weight.
Te voy a dar más peso.
And I'm going to trust you.
Yo voy a confiar.
That you're going to give this weight back to me.
Que tú me puedes dar este peso de regreso.
Because I'm the only one truly that can handle it.
Porque yo soy verdaderamente el que la puede soportar.
So that's the only way we can lay it aside, isn't it?
Okay.
Don't you love the Word of God?
No me gusta la palabra del Señor.
Let us lay aside every weight and the unbelief.
De todo peso y de él.
That so easily besets us.
Incredulidad.
And let us run with patience the race.
Y corramos con paciencia la carrera.
That's what it is.
Eso es lo que es.
The high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
El llamado alto de
that
Dios
is set
en
before
Cristo
us.
Jesús,
I've called you
nosotros. Te he llamado
for a high calling.
Para un llamado más alto.
That you can only do by faith.
Y lo cual tú puedes hacer solamente por
looking
fe.
Unto Jesus.
Mirando a Jesús.
Okay. The author.
El autor.
What does that mean? How does the author faith?
¿Qué esto significa?
He doesn't sit down and write a book.
Él no se sienta y lee un libro.
There you go. Say it out loud, Derek.
Dilo fuerte, Derek.
Oh, isn't that his new covenant? Isn't that what he would suit under the blood? Write his word on our hearts? So as he writes his word on my heart, something's in my heart. Now, if I write in your heart, Jason, it's not going to have much effect, is it? And you can try to write in Amy's heart. Not going to work, is it?
No va a funcionar.
Remember we talked about that? The true mediated word is the word that he mediates.
Palabra del mediador es aquel que el cual media.
Your pastor can't write in your...
Tu pastor his, no puede escribir.
No, it doesn't work.
No, no funciona.
The pastor can say, go
el pastor puede decir,
to him who writes
aquel el cual escribe.
And let him write.
Deja que él escriba.
And then it's there for good, forever,
entonces,
for eternity.
Para bueno. Para siempre, por eternidad.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
He's the author. What's the and
el
the what?
Autor, ¿y qué?
So, has he given you revelation?
¿Le ha dado usted revelación?
Okay, then there's something, there's another word.
Entonces, ahí hay otra palabra.
That connects to
que conecta
1140 being made finished. He wants to
acabado.
Finish our revelation.
Él quiere terminar
our walk,
nuestra revelación,
our faith.
Nuestra caminata.
Finisher of our faith.
Consumador de nuestra fe.
And here it is. This is what I've been getting, wanting to get to is this phrase.
Querido llegar a esta frase.
And I, let me challenge you.
Déjame retarlo.
If this was his joy,
si este era su gozo,
can he share that joy with you?
¿Puede compartir ese gozo con usted?
Can you have that same joy?
¿Puede usted tener ese mismo gozo?
For the joy that was set before him.
Porque el gozo que fue delante de él, fue enviado delante de él.
What's the next two words?
¿Cuáles son las siguientes?
He endured.
Él sufrió la cruz.
Boy.
Oh, Dios mío.
Does that fit right now?
¿Queda eso ahí?
Huh?
¿Conecta ahí? ¿Entra ahí bien?
For the joy set before him of him completing his promise and finishing that promise
para terminar
in
esa
us.
Promesa en nosotros.
I can endure.
Puedo soportarlo. La cruz.
Do you feel like we're in a season like that's what we're being called into? If you don't have that joy set before you, Sam, you won't endure. You'll collapse. But you have something in your heart put there by the Holy Ghost. I know what I am because my heart responds to him.
Porque mi corazón
my heart responds to the Word of God.
A la palabra de verdad responde.
Right? My heart responds
mi corazón responde
to Him,
a él,
to His Word, to His Holy
palabra,
Spirit that calls
Espíritu
me.
Santo, el cual me llama.
Okay? The Father wants His Son next to Him.
El Padre quiere a su hijo.
For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross.
Sufrió la cruz,
and tell me,
y dígame usted,
you don't have a cross to bear.
Usted no tiene una cruz para llevar. ¿Eh?
Jesus said, take up your cross.
¿No dice, toma tu cruz?
Then in another place he says, take up your cross daily.
Y en otras veces, toma tu cruz diariamente.
Right?
¿Correcto?
Yeah. Despising the shame.
Menosprezando.
Yeah.
Menospreciando
but he
lo
overcame,
propio.
And so will you. Sit down at the right hand of the throne of God for us. Okay. So, all of that's review. Redemption has to go.
Tiene que ir.
Don't let other teachings
no,
of systems tell you it's the cross and that's it.
Que es la cruz. Y eso es
you're taking the scripture and crucifying him again if you do that
una vez más,
because you're saying here blood is not effective.
Porque está diciendo usted que su sangre no es efectiva.
There is power,
poder,
wonder working
maravilloso
power
poder
in the blood
obra, en la sangre,
that's still alive and still working
todavía,
his word
obra,
out in me.
En mí,
right?
Correcto?
And everybody in another dimension,
en
of all the saints that have gone,
los santos que
yeah, two different keys, ido. Rachel, you know. That's
dos
okay.
Diferentes llaves, es correcto.
Thank you for singing.
Gracias por cantar.
God bless you all.
Dios les
bendiga. All right.
Está bien.
So, then I got another question.
Tengo otra pregunta.
right after redemption,
después de redención,
PJ came and said, "Dad, you got to answer the question now. Why is the Book of Redemption sealed?"
Papá dijo, "Pete, ¿por qué está el libro de redención sellado?"
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Well, so that's today.
Ese es hoy.
But then, when I got all done with this, taking my notes, then the Lord said, "Oh, what have we been basing so much on in the last 8 months?"
En este
paradox.
El libro llamado Mensaje okay. Paradoja.
So last night he said, "Come on, Don, pick this up again."
And anoche, so I said, Oh, here it is.
Oh, here it is here.
Aquí estás tú.
You know?
Sí, sabe.
So why is the book sealed?
¿Por qué está el libro sellado?
Why is the Book of Redemption that redeems everything? Why does it seal? Why are there seven seals? Why won't he let us partake and enter that redemption that he has until this time? Okay. Because, well, let's find out. But I don't know what to do. I'm torn between two pathways right now. Lord, take me.
No sé qué hacer. Estoy atormentado entre dos caminos.
Okay. There we go. Where is... Oh, I don't have my clicker. Oh, yes, I found it. Okay. Clicker, go on. Yeah, I did. Oh, you don't have it. So much for that. I sent it to Philip.
Yeah, but it's Philip.
And Philip's homesick. Oh, it is. We don't like these electronic things anyway. Okay.
No nos gustan esas cosas electrónicas, como quiera que sea.
All right. So... something happened.
Algo pasó.
And you have to go back to Genesis.
Tienes que regresar a Génesis.
And you have to go back to the fall.
Tienes que regresar
and
a
you
la
have
caída.
To go back to what the prophet said was the reason for the fall.
Regresar donde el profeta dijo hay una razón para la caída.
So,
entonces,
here's something.
Aquí hay algo.
Which leads me back to this.
Lo cual me lleva de regreso
instead of
a esto,
that.
En lugar de esto.
Okay. You know, we all know why the fall, and we know that it was, okay, Eve was a byproduct because he couldn't make a son of God by design to fall, so he did the byproduct, okay, ladies, you're daughters of God, don't let that get into your head,
okay,
you're valuable, we're heirs together of the grace of life, but it was God's design. Okay, so we all know why she did and what she did, but the why she did it is the explanation for what she did. Okay, so here is Adam, small G-O-D, he had control over the earth, and whatever he said was. So he, David, he could say, "I don't like this mountain over here."
Okay.
And I love what he says about even the animals. And he said, Adam would move over the with his whole, with his spirit. Now here's the loving father, okay? And he says it would move over the animals like the Holy Spirit moves over you. Isn't it? That's powerful. So there was something inside of Adam, Jay. Think of this. That something inside him could produce an energy, something that would move the minds and the hearts of this herd of whatever. You have to go over here because there's greener grass with more vitamins.
Porque tenía necesidad, tenía que mover a su
think
cuerpo,
of that,
tenía
Stephen. Think
vitaminas.
Of that power.
Piensa usted acerca de esto.
Isn't that incredible that he had that in him, that he could project whatever was in him, God in him, to go over these animals and say, hey, hey, there's some fresh water over here. Here's some nice pastures of grass. And he said that's the way it was. So when Adam was listening to God, in the Spirit of God in him, he was a completely obedient son at that time, right? He got an unction from his heavenly father, and the father said, do this, and he did that. Okay. Okay. Let there be, okay, grass over here. Okay. Let the animals move. What a beautiful father. Right? What a wonderful God. So, I want you to think of something. So there were two trees. Okay. And the tree of life. And the other tree was tree of... No. Where did you find that? Did Philip just... Shazam! Okay. So now I'm going back and forth and back and forth. Okay, I got to get through Genesis here. This question's been on the back of my mind all week. What was the second tree? The knowledge of what? Derek, question, brother. They didn't have any knowledge of evil until that time. Didn't they have a knowledge of good? Just because they were with, everything around them was good? But it wasn't a mental knowledge. So it took it a whole, into that goodness of God was taken into a whole dimension of humanity and men and ruined it. So when Eve listened to the serpent, okay, she took God's authority over her and said, this voice now has more authority in my life. Right?
Ahora tiene más autoridad en mi vida.
And it isn't, it's that authority that she left that completely ruined her. Are you with me? The authority from God,
la autoridad de Dios,
she left
ella la dejó,
and substituted that
y la sustituyó eso,
for the voice of Satan.
Por la voz de Satanás.
Does that make sense now?
It does.
Okay. So.
Right.
Now,
ahora,
so here I'm going back to this.
De regreso a esto.
I'll see. Oh, good grief. No, I'm just looking at the time and, yeah. Okay. Here's my second point. It's that authority she left. Okay, to listen to another authority, another voice, and when she listened to that, everything changed. This is what struck me last night in my study. Brother Branham starts out the message of the seals. Okay. God in simplicity.
Dios en simplicidad.
What's one of his main points? What is God in simplicity?
¿Qué es Dios en simplicidad?
God manifested in front of people.
Dios manifestado en frente de la gente.
Okay. And why did God have to manifest himself in front of everybody?
Él mismo en frente de todos.
Because if they recognized, if I just say, Jason, I want you to preach this morning. Jason gets up and says, sure, I'll preach. And everybody says, oh, that's just Jason preaching. But if something happens, even in the words that he speaks, where the Holy Spirit comes down through those words, and does something in your heart, right, then all of a sudden the whole atmosphere changes, at least for you, right? So there has to come, that's why God had to start God in simplicity for the seals. God has to, by the supernatural display of his presence, establish himself as authority here again. Is that making sense? Huh? Did you get that? I'm looking at David. Okay, does that make sense, everybody? John, does that make sense?
¿Tiene sentido?
If I recognize him, then I know this is supreme authority.
Esta es autoridad suprema.
Okay, why in this day,
porque en este día,
when he appeared
cuando él aparece,
in a cloud,
en una nube,
it had to be the supreme judge.
Tiene que ser el juez supremo.
Do you see it all tied together? The authority in this day had to be established.
Tiene que ser establecida.
That this is the supreme authority and there's nothing higher than this. So when you hear a voice out of that authority, you lay all your arguments down. And you say, you know what, I had questions, they're meaningless. And there in Hebrews 12 is setting aside the weight and the unbelief.
Dejando el peso y la incredulidad, el pecado.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
We have to set aside weight of this world and unbelief.
De este mundo.
Making sense?
¿Tiene esto sentido?
Okay.
Sentido?
So here,
so aquí,
I'm going through all of this in my heart and my mind, and last night, and when he told me to pick up,
cuando él me dijo que tomara,
here, let me go here.
Déjame ir aquí.
What's he doing? Paradox. Paradox.
¿Qué está haciendo? Paradoja. Paradoja.
The reason we went into it in the first place
en primer lugar porque estamos ahí,
is the fact
es el hecho
that he goes into redemption two parts.
Que él va hacia redención en dos partes.
Out of and into.
Fuera de y hacia
okay.
Dentro de.
So what have we been trying to say through the opening of the seals?
A través de la apertura de los sellos.
It's time.
Es tiempo.
No, we're not out of anymore. We've done that.
Ya no estamos
it's
fuera
time
de,
to ya go into what he has for us. Right, Sam? Okay.
Lo que él tiene para nosotros,
so right into bien. That.
Estamos entrando a eso.
In order to do that,
para poder hacer
I
eso,
can't enter anything unless I know the authority established
no
of what I'm entering into.
Al menos que la autoridad lo establezca, donde yo
back
estoy
to Eve.
Hacia,
so here we are. Here's how he begins his sermon.
Aquí es como comencé el servicio.
Okay, so I'm going to do this instead of this right.
Voy a hacer esto en lugar de esto.
Okay, Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
if you want to get your devices out
si quieres
and
dar tus
open the message paradox,
y abrir el mensaje paradoja,
1965, okay,
¿está bien?
I don't know the exact date. Isn't it
no
February?
Sé la
so?
Página exacta, pero
hang on.
I want to
January 17th. Oh, there you go, Ray and Seth and Charity. That's your birthday. Their birthday is coming up, everybody. This was on your birthday.
Este estaba en tu día de
January 17th, 65.
Nacimiento.
Okay, and I'm going to paragraph 44.
Al parágrafo
then you can follow
44.
Along.
So, puede usted seguirme.
Okay. Before we open our Bible, let's open.
Antes
oh, that's 43. 44. Heavenly Father.
Padre Celestial.
We are thankful for this grand and noble privilege here to be in Phoenix.
Estamos agradecidos por este grande y noble privilegio de estar aquí en Phoenix.
This afternoon,
este atardecer,
assembled in the great auditorium amongst these people.
Juntados en este gran auditorio entre esta gente.
Here it is.
Aquí está.
What's going on?
¿Qué está pasando?
He's taken them. Okay, go beyond the air conditioning, go beyond the comfort of the seats, go beyond this is crowded, go beyond, you see a man standing in front of you, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Well, now look at this. And may it be again, Lord, that the word will become flesh. Okay, look at
mire,
it'll pour through thy church
se derramará a través de la iglesia.
And thy people.
Y tu gente.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, mire usted esto.
To do something.
Para hacer algo.
To fulfill the promise of the hour. Isn't that awesome?
¿No es eso maravilloso? Okay. ¿Está bien?
He's telling the people before he's even preaching.
De aún empezar de
something's going to happen here in a supernatural.
Algo supernatural.
And it's not a man, but
no
it's God
hombre, pero es Dios
going to.
Yendo a través de,
that's the mystery of God, God and man.
El misterio de Dios, Dios
is going
el hombre,
to do something.
Va a hacer algo.
This in this day
en este día,
that you will recognize
usted reconocerá
that man has nothing to do with
que el hombre no tiene
it's
nada que
God.
Con ello. Es Dios.
It's God establishing
es
his
Dios
authority.
Estableciendo su autoridad.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
The wigged one is here.
El
the
de la
judge
la
is speaking.
Él es el juez hablando.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
45. And we realize when we're closing this time, time is running out. It's blending in with eternity. What's that mean? Time will blend into eternity when God's people blend in with His Word. Okay.
¿Está bien?
So
entonces,
I want you to think of this, kids.
Esto,
when every time you pick up your Bible, that's why. Please.
Su Biblia, niños, ¿saben qué?
How many of you read your Bible every day?
¿Cuántos leen su Biblia todos los días?
How many of you listen to a message every week?
¿Cuántos escuchan el mensaje cada
Get
semana?
Into it.
Entren ahí.
Parents, padres, encourage that. Okay. Let's put on a tape.
Animen a sus hijos a hacer eso.
And for young people, as busy as you are. I don't care if it's 15 minutes. Take 15
no
minutes.
Importa,
we're going to set this aside.
Minutos, 15 minutos,
let's listen.
Y vamos a escucharlos.
Then let's open our Bibles.
Vamos a abrir nuestras Biblias.
And we don't go to bed until that's done, right?
Y no nos vamos a la cama hasta que
Why?
Eso se ha hecho. ¿Por qué?
We have to get our minds and hearts into eternal things.
Tenemos que meter nuestros corazones
okay.
y mentes hacia cosas eternas.
Okay.
Bien?
So,
entonces,
again,
una vez más.
What's he saying?
¿Qué está diciendo?
Do you know what he said? It's time
es tiempo,
in the finishing of the word
en la completud de la palabra,
that the word, listen please,
que la
the word
escucha,
and the people are becoming
y la
one.
Gente están llegando a ser uno.
That's what he's saying.
Eso es lo que está, dice.
So here is something that's happening
aquí hay algo que está pasando
in a supernatural atmosphere
en la atmósfera supernatural
to make the word
para hacer la palabra
and you
en usted
become one in marriage.
Llegan a ser uno en matrimonio.
Now this is the beginning of redemption into.
Ahora es el principio de redención
okay.
hacia adentro.
You
usted
becoming the word.
Llegando a ser la palabra.
You and the word becoming one.
Usted y la palabra
llegando a ser uno. Not complicated, is
it? No es complicado, ¿correcto?
Simple?
Simple.
All right.
¿Está bien?
So, but we can't do that unless we recognize that
no
the word
eso, al menos que reconocemos
is the
que
true
la palabra
authority and
es la
true power.
Autoridad.
Right?
¿Correcto?
Because man's word will never do that.
Porque la palabra de los hombres nunca harán eso.
That's why churchianity is so dead.
Por eso es que las,
right?
El cristianismo está tan muerto.
All churches can do is point to the one that
todo
can
lo que
do
pueden
it.
Hacer todas las iglesias apuntar hacia.
All a true church can do is point to the authority and power of
todo
the true God that can work this out in you.
Lo cual, el
and you,
esto para
and you, every true minister, well, Jay, Stephen, Jesse,
eso. Jay,
Derek.
Yes, Derek.
All of you.
Todos ustedes.
You have to know in all honesty within yourself, I can't do it.
No puedo hacerlo.
And my words will fail.
Y mis palabras fallan.
But I can point to him.
Pero puedo
if you connect
él.
To him,
usted hace
he'll
eso.
Do it in you.
Él lo hará en usted.
There we go.
Ahí está.
So again, it's establishing
es estableciendo
what comes with authority.
Que viene con autoridad.
Power.
Poder.
God's power of his word can do this, something that I couldn't do.
Algo que yo no puedo.
So,
entonces,
when Eve
cuando Eva
says, Satan, dijo, oh, you're more convincing,
oh, Satanás, tú eres más
okay,
convencedor
than my authority of God,
y mi autoridad de Dios.
Then he gave his words power to work in her.
Entonces le dio sus palabras
right?
de poder para que trabajaran en ella.
And they did.
Y lo hicieron.
And the power of
y el poder de,
his words
de sus palabras
in the human race.
En la raza humana.
Look at PJ. That's mira, what we're fighting to this very day.
Pues lo que hemos estado peleando hasta este mismísimo día.
Do you see that? Is this making sense?
¿Está haciendo esto sentido?
She accepted the authority of his word over God.
De su palabra sobre la palabra de Dios.
Therefore, she accepted the power of his words.
Aceptó el poder de su voz.
And put the power of words in her life.
Puso el poder de esas palabras en la vida
de ella. And to this day,
y hasta este día,
every one of us is fighting that.
Todos y cada uno de nosotros estamos peleando
right?
contra eso, ¿correcto?
Every one of us.
Cada uno de nosotros.
At least you know why we're battling and what God's doing.
Al menos sabemos
that
que
sort of helps.
Batallando,
of
peleando.
Course, none of us are battling, are we? No.
Ninguno está batallando. Claro que estamos batallando.
Okay.
Está bien.
So.
Entonces.
44, time is blending with eternity.
Tiempo se está mezclando con eternidad.
The word is having an effect in our lives.
La palabra está teniendo un
we're
efecto
becoming
en
one
nuestros
with
vidas.
It.
Estamos llegando a ser uno con ella.
Okay, and we're at the West Coast. We're at the West Coast.
And we, y estamos hacia la costa oeste.
Let me move this closer here. There we go, bro. Okay. Civilization has traveled east to west.
Civilización ha viajado del este al oeste.
And so has the gospel traveled with it.
Y también el evangelio viajó con ello.
And now there is no place
y ahora no hay lugar
to go back east, but to go back east, it's completed.
Para de ir de regreso al este, una vez más, está completo.
Okay. 46, here it is.
46, aquí está.
I cannot preach.
No puedo predicar
until you know
hasta que tú sepas
that he's here
de que él está aquí.
Do something that I cannot do, but only
hace
he can do.
Algo que yo no puedo porque solamente él puede.
Paragraph 46. Hey, if you don't have your things, just pick up this when you go home and take this tonight.
Esto.
Okay?
Yo estudié,
write down these paragraph numbers.
Escriba estos parágrafos.
Paragraph 46.
Parágrafo 46.
What is he doing? He's establishing the power and authority
está,
of the Holy Spirit.
Poder y autoridad del Espíritu
God himself
Santo, Dios
in the presence
mismo,
of his people.
En la presencia de su gente.
And we pray, Heavenly Father, that this will be a great
que esto será un
hour
una gran hora
for us all.
Para nosotros todos.
Now here it is.
Ahora aquí está.
Okay, who's got it? Who will read that next sentence?
¿Quién era la siguiente?
PJ?
Que podamos
there you go.
Sentir la presencia del Espíritu Santo.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Esa palabra. Le voy a hacer una pregunta.
That we might sense the presence
of
the Holy
Spirit. Que podamos sentir la presencia del Espíritu Santo.
Stephen.
Esteban.
What do you think happened to the people that didn't have any sense of the presence of the Holy Spirit? Did they receive anything?
No tenían ningún sentido del Espíritu Santo.
Totally unaware.
Sí,
if it's totally unaware, it's totally
de ello.
Ineffective.
Y si no estaban conscientes,
right?
No tenía efecto para con ellos.
If I correcto. Don't understand
si
and
no
feel
entiendo,
and understand the presence of the Lord,
en la presencia del Señor,
I can't receive anything
no puedo recibir
that
nada.
Will have any effect inside of my life.
Que no tiene ningún efecto dentro
do you
de mi
see
vida?
Where he's taken us back to
mira,
the garden,
donde no está
reversing what
jardín.
Happened inside
miramos
of Eve?
Lo que está pasando dentro de mí.
That's very good. Say the stand up. Come up here
párate.
And say that because I want people to. Oh, come on.
Say it again so I can say them.
Don't be so shy.
Si no puedes recibir y sentir.
If you can't receive from the Holy
Santo,
Spirit, you will
Espíritu
receive
Santo.
From the other voice.
Entonces tú vas a recibir de la otra voz.
Anybody agree with that one?
¿Alguien más está de acuerdo con eso?
Okay.
Está bien.
It's true, isn't it?
Es verdad, ¿es así?
Okay. That we might sense the presence of the Holy
podemos
Spirit.
Podemos sentir la presencia del Espíritu Santo.
What's the next phrase,
¿cuál
PJ?
La siguiente frase, Peter?
The writer of the word.
De esta palabra.
What's the next phrase?
De la que sigue.
Back in the building.
Regresa en el edificio.
Not the physical concrete building, but
no,
the
lo físico.
Back
de,
in the building,
el
what?
Edificio de concreto. El
tabernacle of flesh.
El tabernáculo de carne.
If we see it in him,
si lo miramos en él,
that's why
por eso es que
the message rising of the sun is so critical.
El mensaje ya saliendo sol es tan crítico.
We have to see that the wave sheaf in this day
tenemos
was waved over us.
Está aquí.
And if I have confidence,
y si yo tengo confianza,
that was the Holy Spirit inside of a man
ese era el Espíritu Santo
saying
de un hombre
he's going to do it in me also.
Él lo puede hacer okay. A mí, en mí también.
Right.
Sí, correcto.
Okay. That we might sense the presence of the Holy Spirit.
La presencia del Espíritu Santo.
The writer of the word.
El escritor de la palabra.
Back in the building.
Regresa en el edificio.
Of the tabernacle of flesh. Isn't that beautiful?
El tabernáculo de carne. ¿No es eso hermoso?
What's the next four words?
Pues, cuatro Nate. Palabras. Nate.
You don't have the... Okay. PJ, keep on.
Continúa, PJ.
There you go.
Manifestándose el mismo a nosotros.
He's manifesting himself.
Se está manifestando el mismo
to us.
A nosotros.
I am... Okay, I'm not a man.
No soy un hombre.
I'm a channel.
Soy un canal.
And you have to recognize
that
this is just a channel.
Que esto es tan solo un canal.
Because the only one that can do the work okay. is here to prove that he will do the work in you.
La obra está aquí.
Did I lose you, Beatty?
Are
you okay?
¿Estás tú bien?
Okay. There we go.
Aquí está.
This is all why the seals
Entonces,
were sealed.
Los sellos
it's
estaban
all
sellados.
Leading up to... Okay.
Todo llevando a...
The manifesting himself to us. What's the next phrase, PJ? In the pardoning of our sins. Okay. Now,
ahora,
that takes us back to John chapter 4.
Nos lleva de regreso a Juan 4.
And I struggled and I questioned.
Lucho,
no, I didn't struggle the truth of it. I wanted
no,
to see.
Lucho la verdad de ello. Quiero mirar.
Okay. When the woman at the well,
cuando la mujer en el pozo,
she was black.
Ella, black in sins.
Yeah.
I don't know, we don't know if it was black or white.
No, it was black. She
you
said
that.
Yeah.
Okay, it was black.
Okay.
I accept the fact.
In sin. She was black as could be.
I mean.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry for that.
We were black.
We were black. Éramos negros.
Do you know what Ephesians 5 says?
It
doesn't say you were in darkness. It says you
no,
were
usted
darkness.
Estaba en tinieblas, que usted
right?
era tinieblas, correcto?
There's a big difference, isn't there, Jay?
8.
You were darkness. I
era
was
tinieblas.
Darkness. Okay?
Está bien?
But we are now light.
Pero ahora somos luz.
What happened to make
¿Qué pasó?
Me go from darkness to light?
Hacer que yo fuera de tinieblas
the
a
same
luz.
Thing that happened at the woman at the well.
La misma cosa que le pasó a la mujer en el pozo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now, so,
entonces,
Brother Branham says, when she recognized,
que ella reconoció,
Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Oh, Señor, percibo
okay.
que tú eres un profeta.
Sir, okay, when Messiah comes,
cuando el Mesías venga,
he will tell us all things.
Él nos dirá todas las cosas.
I am he. Oh, I saw him.
Oh, lo miré.
I recognized him.
Lo reconocí.
So,
entonces,
all of her black turned white.
Negro se volvió blanco.
I do you know what for decades?
¿Sabe por décadas?
Think of what
piense
the systems do.
Los que lo que los sistemas hacen.
Okay. What did Jesus do?
¿Qué Jesús hizo? Dice.
You know what I mean?
¿Me entiende?
Okay. So I questioned and questioned. I said, somewhere you're going to show me this. I don't know, Ron, if you're listening, Ron Barnard. We were on the phone one time. We were on the phone. He's in lives in you. We were talking about this scripture. And I said, oh, I'd love to find out this. And he's looking up things on his phone as we're talking. He says, ah, here, Don, here it is.
Okay, Don, aquí está.
Do you know what the original bleach is?
¿Sabes cuál es el blanqueador original es?
Ana used to do this.
Ana hacía esto.
Tell us what you did with your kids' diapers.
Dime lo que hacías con los
Micah, when your diapers and Hannah's diapers and Noah's ears.
Cuando los pañales
they weren't very white.
De tuyos y de ellos no eran muy blancos.
So what did your mom do?
¿Qué
tell
hizo
us,
tu mamá?
Ana.
Dinos, Ana.
What's loud.
A ponerlos en la luz del sol.
Light is the original bleach.
La luz
es isn't that beautiful
el cloro
to
original.
Know?
¿No es hermoso saber
huh?
eso?
And they used to, in the prehistoric days, they called them bleaching fields.
Ellos les llaman campos.
Okay? They would lay out their clouds out in the sun, in just pure sunlight. Hey, Anna, what happened to those dirty diapers? Did they turn white?
¿Qué les pasó a esos
how did
pañales?
That happen?
¿Se volvieron blancos? ¿Cómo eso pasó?
Now, isn't that charity? Isn't that similar to your bleach?
¿No es similar a tu cloro,
huh?
Charity?
What happened to those stains?
¿Qué le pasó a las manchas?
What happened to them?
¿Qué les pasó a ellos?
What kind of effect did that sunlight
¿Qué tipo de
have?
Efecto esa luz?
Now, Charity, I'm going to ask you a question. Isn't that exactly what
no.
Brother Branham says in
no es exactly lo que el hermano Branham dice en
recognizing, no, God in simplicity, first of the seals.
El primero de los sellos, Dios en simplicidad.
You have to recognize him.
Tienes que reconocerlo a él.
In simplicity.
En simplicidad.
In humans.
En humanos.
And that light
y esa luz
bleaches all of my sins.
Limpia todos.
Isn't that beautiful?
¿No es eso hermoso?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Dios mío.
So here we are.
Aquí nos encontramos.
And we're talking about I got to go into the in part of redemption.
Tengo que entrar a la parte de
and so before he starts his sermon,
antes de que comenzara
he has
su
to
sermon,
establish
él tenía que establecer
the one,
aquel,
the only one,
el único
chair that can do it.
Que puede hacerlo.
Is that light.
Es esa luz.
Of eternal life.
Esa vida eterna.
And the power of that light
y el poder de esa luz
has the power of chemicals of the bleach that takes all of your blackness and turns it white.
Y toda su oscuridad
think
y lo
of that.
Vuelve blanco. Pienso estar
so
cerca de eso.
It's not going through a liturgy or going through
no
a church or going through
a través de una
it's coming into the presence of the living God.
Es viniendo a la presencia del Dios viviente.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Now,
ahora,
do you know what he just did?
¿Sabe lo que ya
he took us
quiso?
Back where Eve was.
A donde Eva estaba.
And he's helping you and
y
I.
A usted y a mí.
Here he is.
Aquí está.
Here's God.
Aquí está
here's
Dios.
His authority.
Aquí está su
here's his power.
Aquí está su poder.
He's here.
Él está aquí.
And he's transferring you from
y él
the power
está
of darkness to the kingdom of his son.
Tinieblas.
That's Colossians 1. That's what gets
Colossians 1. Es lo que dice.
And here he is doing it right
aquí,
here.
Él lo está haciendo aquí
and
mismo.
You know what? We turn the tape on and go half asleep and miss it all.
¿Y sabe qué?
And he was taking us right back to where we needed to go.
Lo que estamos escuchando y
there
el
you go.
Y
is this helping anybody?
¿Le está ayudando a alguien?
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm glad. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to 46 again for you who have your.
Para aquellos que no han escuchado 46 una vez más.
And we pray, Heavenly Father.
Y oramos, Padre Celestial.
This will be a great hour.
Esta será una gran hora.
For all of us.
Para todos nosotros.
That we might sense the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Del Espíritu Santo,
the writer of this word.
El escritor de esta palabra.
Back in the building.
De regreso en el edificio.
Of the tabernacle of flesh.
Del tabernáculo de carne.
Manifesting himself to us.
Manifestándose él mismo a nosotros.
In the pardoning of our sins.
Perdón,
there you go.
Pecados,
woman at the well.
La mujer
right?
En
bleach
el
fields. Light.
Yeah. Luz,
light turns
campos,
black, white. Aren't you thankful for that? Huh? The forgiving of our iniquity. Oh! Here we go to Psalm 32. Look at this. And the assurance,
Leonor.
He will not impute sin to the believer. With the assurance of that. Oh, this is so wonderful.
Esto está maravilloso.
Isn't this exciting?
No es
all right, importante. I'm done.
Ya acabé.
There's too much, and
demasiado.
I didn't even get this, but if we go, if we can take that much away, Jason, did that make sense to you? But
Jason?
Back to Adam.
De regreso
back
a,
to Eve.
De regreso
back
a Eva.
Satan. Sorry, but you don't have any authority. No, I'm not sorry a bit. I'm so happy to tell you, you have no authority over me anymore. I'm not going
to
listen to you. God's word has authority. God's word has power. God's word is the only one that can do it. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
We walk with God in His light. Every day that I live, it is bright. Oh, wow. That's pretty good for an old guy, isn't it? Yeah. Janelle, you're going to write us a song on that one. I can just feel it already. Yeah. Oh, speaking of Janelle, she's going to come up and sing for us. Words with Wings. Come on up, sis. That's a good one, because here's the words that carry us above all of the dimensions of this world into the presence of the Almighty, that He and He alone can do the work. You know, she wrote this song, bless her heart. Everybody, come on. You can stand up. You've been sitting for an hour. Yeah. With wings they will take you in the flight. They are above the world around you. They will give you. Yes! Be courageous. God is with you in the fight. He will lead you. The darkest night, giants look to be defeated. Those mountains too high, valley too low, you can't see the sunshine. Is the battle raging in your mind? Far above the world around you,
they will give you a different sight.
Be courageous, God is with you in the fight. He will lead you in the darkest night. Amen. Will you choose faith? Joy that was set before him, he endured. There you go. Okay, our faith song, the eagle.
There is two roads.
What?
There is two roads.
There are two roads.
There are two roads.
By side and one by faith. Take the word of God. What you see, what you believe is what will be. Send your wings to the winds of faith. You can fly in a high.
struggle, if I may, send your wings to the winds of what's your mountain that's much too high? Speak more of love, by and by it will move, or you will fly. Set your wings on the winds of faith, you can fly. The sky
is a strong
for the power that makes him rise is already in the sky. So set your wings
through the winds of faith.
Jesus, there's something about your name. Let's just sing that to him. Tell him how much you love him.
Dígale cuánto usted lo ama.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about yes, Savior, Jesus, like the phrase of the rain, Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus. And free us.
Don't you love him? Sing it to him.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Won't you come among us, Lord, and free us. Free us. Oh, Stephen, closing prayer there.
Oh, Heavenly Father, this is our heart's cry this morning, Lord. Lord, I was just thinking, Lord, of all those scriptures, Lord, of look, listen, behold, getting our attention, Lord, to be aware, Lord, to not be caught unaware, Lord. Of what, Lord? Of you, Lord. Working in our hearts, Lord, in the process, Lord, of finishing us, completing us, Lord, your nature, Lord, pulling us back, oh God, to everything that we really are, Lord, before the foundations of the world, Lord, now made manifest and finished, Lord. And when you said it is finished, Lord, that work, oh God, to think, Lord, one day, Lord, we will see your face and say it is finished. Finished, Lord, that you, oh God, by your grace, Lord, it is complete. It is done, Lord. And we can say that even now by faith, it shall be done in me. Be it unto me, oh Lord, be it unto each one of us, Lord, according to your word, Lord, blended, Lord, in our lives, Father, blending eternity, Lord, us with eternity, Father. Please, oh God, may we not be encumbered. May we not be lethargic. May we, Lord, cast off, Lord, every yoke of bondage, every impediment, and every